a wicked ruler, if you have a wicked ruler, it'll be as dangerous to the poor as a lion or a bear attacking them. How in the world could wicked rulers be like that? I can tell you one way. We have some wicked rulers in the state of Texas, which many states have done this. A few years ago, they put a little thing in here, a game we call the lottery. That has broke many a poor person. You know, the wicked rulers is what put that in. They thought that would be something good. They thought that would help the schools. But let me tell you, it broke a lot of poor people. So when you got a bunch of wicked rulers that does not understand what these kind of things do, then it's like a lion or a bear attacking them to kill them. How sad. It says in verse 16, only a stupid prince will oppress his people. But a king will have a long reign if he hates dishonesty and bribes. What does it mean then if he doesn't have, if he does not walk in honesty and he likes bribes, what does it mean is going to happen to him? He's going to have a short life, isn't he? And so you see this all through scriptures where many of these kings, many of them that were wicked, lived a very short period of time. But it said a stupid prince will oppress his people, but a king will have a long reign if he hates dishonesty and bribes. Well, I'm going to tell you, in the nation we live in today, dishonesty and bribes are a way of life in our government. You know, they're buying people off all the time. But God, you know, He's in charge. He knows what's going on. So I have no fear. Verse 17 and 18. A murderer's tormented conscience will drive him into the grave. Don't protect him. Isn't that something? A murderer's tormented conscience. What are those things? Those are demons. Those demons will torment a man when a man becomes a murderer. Tormenting demons will be sent to him, and they will literally drive him crazy. And the Lord says there, don't protect him. Let them torment him. Maybe he'll come to his senses one day. If he comes to his senses and repents, can he be forgiven? Sure he can. He can be forgiven and set free. But if people try to protect him, sometimes they'll put him someplace where he will never get driven, never be driven to the point where he'll come to a point of repentance. Oh, you need to just let God be God in those kind of cases, and you need to back off and take your hands off. The honest will be rescued from harm. But those who are crooked will be destroyed. The honest will be rescued from harm. Are you going to be honest? I'm sure going to try. I don't want to do anything that's not perfectly right with God. Because He said the honest will be rescued from harm. So if I'm being honest and something is going to hurt me, what's God going to do for me, Lance? He's going to rescue me. He's going to protect me. He's going to keep me from harm. But if I'm a evil, wicked guy, what does He say is going to happen to me? I'm going to die. I'm going to be destroyed. See, God knows everything. God knows your heart. He knows everything about everybody. And this is something that's so amazing that in the name of Jesus, be healed, girl, in Jesus' name. That cough's got to go away. In the name of Jesus. Yes, in Jesus' name. You have to be, the Lord is healing your lungs right now in the name of Jesus. You will receive a full manifestation of your healing very quickly in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for setting Patty free in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for restoring those lungs. Okay, verse 19 and 20. Hard workers have plenty of food. Playing around brings poverty. Well, I don't want to be one of those playing around guys, do you? I want to be a hard worker. You know, so I guess that's why we have plenty of food here at the Ministry Center. We're all hard workers. Everybody here is a hard worker. I mean, we work long, hard hours around here, praise the Lord, and we don't have much playing around at all. So it says playing around brings poverty. The trustworthy will get a rich reward, But the person who wants to get rich quick will only get into trouble. How many people do you know that when they're 18 years old, get out of high school and start college, they got a goal at 130 to be a millionaire? Yeah, there's a lot of them like that. But the Lord says, the trustworthy will get a rich reward. But the person who wants to get rich quick will only get into trouble. Now today, unfortunately, there's a lot of those people. We talked about the lottery a while ago. I have had people that would come to church and ask me to pray for them that they would win the lottery. I've had that. I really have. Yeah, I mean, that's amazing, you know, that, well, I come up and I want you to pray for me. I want you to be in agreement with me according to Matthew 18, 19, that I win the lottery this next week. I said, absolutely not. That's gambling. I'll have nothing to do with that sin. I said, that'll bring sickness and disease on you, even wanting that. I said, if you want to be prosperous and successful, the best thing you can do is stop gambling and start doing something for the kingdom of God. And I said, wealth earned slowly is that last. Because you know what? I've asked several of those people that come to me, want me to pray for them winning the lottery. I said, okay, if I pray for you and you win it, what are you going to do with the money? I have yet to have a person say they'd give God a dime of it. They can tell me where they're going to spend it, but none of it included God. I thought, isn't that strange? When he tells us to be tithers, if you're not, I'll curse you with a curse. And I think, wow, no wonder these people are never going to win the lottery. If they won it, they wouldn't give God anything. So that's why a lot of people are sick and afflicted. Okay, it says, each person wants to get rich quick will only get into trouble. Verse 21 and 22. Showing partiality is never good. Yet some will do wrong for something as small as a piece of bread. Now, I've seen people that will do, you know, dishonest things for some of the littlest things. And I'm kind of like this old preacher that died a few years ago called J. Vernon McGee. I bet you've heard of J. Vernon McGee, haven't you? J. Vernon told a story one time I really liked. He's an old country preacher and I think a Presbyterian or whatever he was. But anyway, he said, when I was a young man getting ready to go to seminary, I was working in a bank. And he said, one time I came up $100 short. And he said, man, we was checking everything, trying to find that $100. Because he said, everything had to balance perfect. And he said, finally, one of the people just told me, he said, Jay, why don't you just give back the $100? He said, I turned and looked at him. He said, if there's a million missing and I'm gone, I might have took that, but I ain't taking a chance on my job for no stinking $100 bill. I mean, it's going to be worthwhile anyway if he does something, right? I ain't going to take a lousy $100. But, I mean, when he was growing up, you know, 60, 70 years ago, $1 million was a lot of money, wasn't it? Today, that's not very much money. But then $1 million was a lot. He said, yeah, he said, if there's $1 million missing and I'm missing, you can feel I might have took it. But he said, I'm here and $100, I ain't losing my job for no stinking $100 bill. But some people will do something wrong for the smallest little things. A greedy person tries to get rich quick, but it only leads to poverty. Now, the get rich quick people have never read the book of Proverbs, have they? You know, they would stop trying to get rich quick. They would do like God says, and they would start working and being diligent and let him bless them. And over a period of years, he will bless them. He will give you all the things you need if you will serve him. But if you are greedy and you try to get rich quick, he said it only leads to poverty. So what you're trying to do, it backfires on you. Verse 23 and 24. In the end, people appreciate frankness more than flattery. Don't flatter people. Tell them the truth. And sometimes it hurts, but you just have to tell them. If they do something you don't like, be frank and tell them. Now, then there's not anything wrong that if they do something right, it's not wrong to tell them. But don't flatter somebody and try to make them feel good when there's really not a reason for it. You know, so it says robbing your parents and then saying what's wrong with that is as serious as committing murder. Now, how many people have I known in my lifetime, especially since drugs have come along, that people will go into their parents' home and steal money from their parents. I've seen that. I've ministered to families that say, we can't leave anything at home. Our son will come home. He'll ransack the house. He'll even take the television out and hawk it for money for drugs. They're in big trouble. Robbing your parents and then saying what's wrong with that is as serious as committing murder in God's sight. Those people die in that. Guess where they're going to get to go? To hell. They ain't going to heaven. 25 and 26. Greed causes fighting. Trusting the Lord leads to prosperity. Hey, I like prosperity, don't you? I'm going to trust the King. What's the big deal? Trust God, serve Him, love Him, and worship Him. And He said, I'll meet all of your needs. Every day He'll provide us with the food and the shelter and gas in our car, even if the stuff does go to $4 a gallon. Right, Lance? It's awful. When I look at that today, I was down here with Dave a while ago, and we looked up, and gas was $3.49, $3.59, and $3.69 at some station. I thought, wow, you demons of greed, I come against you in the name of Jesus. Trusting oneself is foolish, but those who walk in wisdom are safe. Well, how can we as Christians walk in wisdom? Ask God, and He gives it to us. It's really that simple. When you ask, believe you received, according to James 1, 5, and 6, and you will get it. Verse 27 and 28. Whosoever gives to the poor will lack nothing. If you're lacking something, guess what you're not doing? You're not giving to the poor. If you give to the poor, God says there, whoever gives to the poor will lack nothing. Nothing. Your needs all will be met if you'll give to the poor. Isn't that amazing? But a curse will come upon those who close their eyes to poverty. So you see somebody in need, they're poor, and you think, I ain't helping them. I need money myself. I'm not about to help that guy. Well, God says if you don't help the poor, a curse will come upon those who close their eyes to poverty. Which way you want it? You want to be blessed or you want to be cursed?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.